The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
So again, let's try this again. We officially welcome everybody to the podcast, to the broadcast here on Facebook and on YouTube. Again, I'm End Time Headlines broadcasting tonight. I'm Ricky Scaparro, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And we're going to be dealing with the coronavirus and the locust plague update. We got some more news that's circulated over the past few hours and even over the last 12 hours that is a bit alarming, if you would, about the virus. And we want to get right into that. First of all, I thought it was interesting that now even the mainstream media is talking more and more about this virus and the events that are going on. They're talking more and more about the plague, the locust plagues. They're talking about, even at the beginning of this year, they're talking about the war that we almost went into a full-scale war with Iran. They're talking about the coronavirus. And this was just one article, and mainstream media outlets and publications are picking up on this. And this is just one that we reported today. Listen to this headline. This is from The Express. This is from a UK affiliate. End of the world, coronavirus panic, and African locust plague sparks Bible apocalypse fears. According to the article, here I'm going to read an excerpt here. As the coronavirus and apocalyptic locust plague and the conflict between Iran and the U.S. fulfills the... Is this fulfilling the prophecy of Jesus' second coming? According to some biblical scholars, they are now pointing to these events as the imminent return of Jesus Christ. Quote, the deadly disease has now claimed the lives of more than 1,300 people. Again, depending on what source you hear that from, that number is going to differentiate greatly depending on where you hear that from. In China, and is now threatening to become a global pandemic. And we're going to talk about that more in just a second. While the conflict in Iran and the African locust invasion have the Middle East on high alert, at least one biblical scholar, Melvin Sandilin, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, has urged viewers on his, quote, Christian Life YouTube channel not to fear, claiming it is just part of the process for the return of Jesus Christ. And I agree with that. I 100% agree with this brother on that assumption, because I've said that before. Even in Matthew 24, he says, when you begin to see these things, he said, the end is not yet, for these are the beginning of sorrows or the beginning of birth pangs. But anyway, nevertheless, Mr. Sandilin went on to suggest that the coronavirus is, quote, just one of the examples that the end times prophecy is being fulfilled. And he is not alone in his thinking. And I agree with that, because again, we, as another watchman, has been sounding the alarm about this, saying that these are absolute indicators of Bible prophecy. Quote, he said last week on his program that, quote, we know that the end results of the Bible, we know the end results of Bible prophecies is that the world is going to come to an end when Jesus comes back. I don't fully agree with that. The world itself will never end. If you want to get into the Greek understanding of that, it says that there will be an end of an age, not the end of the world. The world itself will be purged. It was once purged by water, but the second judgment will be the purging of fire. It'd be Peter uses a word called renovation. And when you renovate a home, I don't know if you've ever watched like House Hunters or any of these shows that come on the home and gardening television or whatnot. Even when you flip a house, most people, you come in and you flip a house or you renovate a home, the foundation of the home remains intact. You don't tear up the foundation. The foundation remains, and then you renovate everything else from there. The walls can be renovated. The floors can be renovated. The paint, the structure, the roof, the windows, all that. So that's kind of like when you get that understanding or that picture of what the Apostle Peter talked about. He talks about a renovation of fire. The earth, the foundation of the earth itself will remain, but it will be purged. There'll be a new heavens and a new earth. And again, a new heavens, the new Jerusalem will come down from heaven. Did you know that? Heaven will come down to earth, and earth will be renovated. The new Jerusalem will be set up on earth. And Jesus Christ will be the light of the world. There will be no sun, according to the book of Revelation. The sun will not shine. It will not give its light, because Jesus himself will be the light of the world. So don't miss this point. We're not talking about that tonight per se, but we're talking about how Jesus foretold that these events, like we're reading about the coronavirus, outbreaks, pandemics, plagues, all these things are absolutely mentioned in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark 13, the book of Revelation, the book of Daniel, the book of Zechariah, the book of Ezekiel, the Old Testament prophets foretold of these events, and again, Jesus and other prophets, I call them prophets, in the New Testament even foretold of these events. So now, it's just now that the mainstream media is shining a spotlight on what has always been here, and that's the Word of God. So this is exciting for us as believers. Why is that? Because this gives us more ammunition as believers. This gives us a stronger platform. And what do I mean by that? I mean simply, listen, if you want to witness to somebody, it's not that difficult to do that right now. You don't have to be a scholar. You don't have to have more degrees than a thermometer on your wall. You don't have to go to seminary. All you got to do is get you a Bible, find somebody, whether it be your neighbor or whether it be a coworker or whether it be a schoolmate or a classmate or somebody out there or somebody you run into, you start talking to them. And I'm going to tell you, friends, these things are going to come up in conversations. And when they do, you can lead them into the Gospels of Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21 and begin to say, look, these things have been foretold. So again, the mainstream media, if anything, is helping us preach the gospel. Now, the net is wide and we're throwing the net out. And we're pulling in the fish right now, guys. So this is exciting. So let me get to this. Let's talk about the coronavirus. A new report came out indicating that over 500 medical workers in Wuhan alone have been infected with this virus. Think about that. 500 workers in just Wuhan, the epicenter, ground zero of this pandemic, has been infected with this virus. And experts are now warning of an exponential rise in coronaviruses, in this coronavirus, in the accounts of this. An alarming unofficial report has been leaking out of China, according to the South China Morning Post. This is an affiliate out of China. At least 500 hospital staff in Wuhan have now been infected. Let me give you a quote from the South. Again, this is from the South China Morning Post. Quote, at least 500 hospital staff in Wuhan have been infected with the deadly new strain of coronavirus by mid-January. Multiple medical sources have been confirmed, leaving hospitals short-staffed and causing deep concern among healthcare workers. While the government has reported individual cases of healthcare workers become infected, it has not provided the full picture. And the sources said doctors and nurses had been told not to make the total public. Now, again, this is not a speculation. I'm giving you the source of this, and this is coming from the South China Morning Post, which is an affiliate coming out of China. So you can take it or leave it or do what you want with that. However, there have been numerous reports that indicate there isn't enough equipment to sufficiently protect medical personnel in Wuhan. This could be one of the factors that has led to so many being infected. And not to mention that one individual out of China also has been warning that this thing has gone full-blown airborne. And it is probably the largest reason why, again, the number is so high. But most of these workers are not completely unprotected. And this just shows, again, this indicates how easily the virus can be spread. All right. So I want to read on down here. Let me check this out more. And there was another warning that declared if urgent action is not taken, this thing could happen around the globe. In fact, the World Health Organization advisor, one advisor from the World Health Organization just completed a study that concluded that more than 5 billion could ultimately catch the virus. Now, again, this echoes another report that came out recently that indicated that where a reporter, or actually it was a Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health professor, came out and told the Wall Street Journal this week that, quote, it is likely that we will see a global pandemic of this coronavirus with up to 70% of people infected worldwide. Again, that was this was a public health professor at Harvard went out and made the bold prediction that up to 70% of the entire world's population will be infected by this coronavirus that he says will be a, quote, global pandemic. And he went on to say, quote, if a pandemic happens, then 40 to 70% of the people worldwide are likely to be infected in the coming year. So he's saying by the end, by this time next year, that's where he's getting that number. That's a large number. Now, let me give you another report. China on Reuters, Reuters just reported that China has released new numbers saying, again, here's another number coming out. This is from Reuters, a reputable source, saying that 5,000 new cases have been reported today. 5,000 new cases, not total. 5,000 new cases. And this doesn't, and we haven't even gotten to the passengers on the cruise ships that are still being blocked from five different countries due to the fears of this virus spreading inland. And then the New York Post came out with a chilling report indicating that the coronavirus can be spread through people who are not even exhibiting symptoms of the illness. So in other words, you could be at lunch with these people, you could be shopping with these people, you could be on a cruise with these people, you could be wherever, and they look healthy, they're not sneezing, they don't have a fever, they're not sweating profusely, they're not collapsing on the floor. There's nothing exhibiting or showing or indicating that they have this virus, yet they could be a carrier of it, and it could be in its incubation stage, and they are going about doing their business, using the restroom, eating out, paying this, doing that, doing this, touching and infecting all kinds of people. This is alarming, to say the least. Okay? And then while we got this going on, there's another outbreak of another fever that's taking place, another virus called the Lassa or Lassa fever in Nigeria. Now, this thing has jumped to 70 deaths. According to reports, four new healthcare workers were affected. They're saying the situation has, since mid-January, it went from 700 infected to 1,708 infected. Confirmed cases have also shot up to 472. So again, this is not the coronavirus, guys. This is in Nigeria. This is a whole other different virus that's happening right now. Lassa fever is a disease spread to humans through food or household items contaminated with rodent urine or feces. In 80% of cases, the fever is asymptomatic. Asymptomatic. I'm sorry. I couldn't read that from where I'm standing. But for some, the symptoms include high fever, headache, mouth ulcers, muscle aches, and hemorrhaging under the skin, and heart and kidney failure. So this is terrifying, guys. This is in Nigeria. And we're not really hearing much about this because the focus is so much on the coronavirus that's taking mainstream news again. So you got this going on, and it's going to keep going on, guys. I don't see this thing slowing in pace. The hope is that once warmer temperatures come, once spring and summer fully come, the hope is that this thing, like the flu, will die out and we'll begin to see it decline. That is our hope. We can only pray and hope that would be so. Now, I want to move on. We're almost done here, guys. Let's talk about the locust plague. This locust plague that's absolutely devouring Africa. And a new report came out today. This was shocking. Now, we put this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. As the locust plague continues to devastate parts of Africa, we continue to get more and more devastating reports from the country. And the latest coming out of Kenya, Africa, is that locusts are literally devouring entire fields of crops in as little as 30 seconds. And as a result of this, it's leaving farmers so traumatized that their livelihood has been completely devoured, literally, in 30 seconds, that many of them are contemplating suicide as, again, their entire livelihood has just totally been wiped out. Now, guys, this is incomprehensible to us here in the West. You guys that are watching outside of this, that are not being affected by this, we only read this and we comprehend this the best that we know how. And I get tickled at the comments of people saying, well, you know, you can eat locusts. Just cook them up and eat them. They're a good source of protein. Guys, listen, we're talking about billions of these. We're not talking about a couple hundred of these things that you can fry over an open fire. We're talking about billions. One video was circulated with a driver that recorded this, and it was on video, and he was driving through one part of Africa, and it was all, it was completely lit up with the sunshine, and all of a sudden you see what looked like a big dark cloud coming over his head, and it was not a cloud, it was a swarm of these locusts that totally engulfed his vehicle, and it was absolutely terrifying. So imagine, we're talking about swarms. Again, multiple reports are saying these swarms are as big as cities. Imagine looking out and seeing a swarm of locusts the size of Manhattan, New York. And they come down all at once right on your crops. And just in 30 seconds, before you can even get out there with a pesticide, a shotgun, a flamethrower, whatever, they have completely wiped you out. All of your crops gone. This is why they're warning about the famine. They're warning about they're warning about hunger, absolute disasters about with the food and with famine and all this. This is why they've been sounding the alarm. And the United Nations is warning, they've been sounding the alarm and telling everybody and telling these nations that if we don't get this under control, the worst is yet to come. Because in the summer months, it's going to be, they're saying it's going to be 500 times worse. Could you imagine? And they're saying, one report said that it could be so bad that it could be the most deadliest locust plague in the entire history of living memory. And again, on one of our last segments, I talked about that reminds me of the book of Exodus, of the locust plague of one of the ten judgments that came against the land of Egypt was a plague of locusts. And we're seeing all this repeat. No wonder the watchmen are sounding the alarm in this hour. No wonder the mainstream media is picking up on this. Because again, you're seeing events of biblical proportions unfolding and taking place before your eyes. Listen, my friends, are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Are you prepared? Whether you die tonight, tomorrow, you live to be another 40 years, the Lord may tarry another 30 years. He may come back tomorrow. He may come back the end of 2020. We don't know. No man knows the day nor the hour of his return, but the Bible says that you and I will know the times and the seasons in which we're in. Jesus looked at a bunch of Pharisees and Sadducees, and he rebuked them because they did not have discernment of the times and seasons in which we are in. My friends, we are not to be ignorant of these things, but we are to be alert, we are to be sober, and we are to be vigilant. And I am imploring you tonight, if your heart is not right with the Lord, if you don't have a relationship with God, I implore you tonight to repent of your sins, get your heart right with God, and get ready, friends, because these, according to your Bible, these are only the beginning of sorrows. And the Lord Jesus Christ said, when you begin to see these things happening, look up, Luke 21:28, lift up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Guys, that's what I got for you tonight on this Friday night. I want to wish everyone a happy Valentine's Day. Listen, some people will get offended by that, but that's okay. Happy Valentine's Day. We love you guys. Enjoy your time with your significant other, your spouse. Listen, if you're single, go have fun with your friends. Do something. Enjoy life. Life is short, my friends. Enjoy it with the Lord, and may the Lord bless you and keep you. Listen, before you go, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's where you're going to find us. There's a link right there on the Facebook Live. You'll click on that. Guys, right there on Facebook Live, we pin this at the top. If you want to download our app, it's right now it's available on Android at the Play Store on Android. The iOS Apple version is coming. I promise you, it's coming. But for right now, it's only available for Android. It looks good. It operates. It's fast. It's smooth. Many of my buddies have it. I'm an Apple guy. I don't have it yet. We're waiting on for it. We're working out all the kinks for it, but it will be available. Again, go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. You can subscribe to our daily digest, get our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective, be sent into your inbox daily. You can keep up with what we're doing. Again, we want to make that available for you guys. Again, if you'd like to support this ministry with a gift of any amount, we always want to give you that opportunity to hear live on Facebook, or you can go at the end of this podcast or YouTube. There'll be more information for you on how you can do that. So God bless you guys. We love you. We will see you again on Monday.
We hope that today's word was a source of blessing and encouragement to you and your family. End Time Headlines is a ministry that provides weekly teachings to equip believers and inform the discerning of the signs and seasons in which we are in. If you would like to help support this ministry with a gift of any amount, you can do so electronically by visiting our website at endtimeheadlines.org, where you can sow a one-time gift or set up monthly partnership. If you would like to give by check or money order, you can do so by writing to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 2312, Clarksville, Indiana 47131. Thank you for your generous support and partnership to End Time Headlines.